What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us today on a Friday. You heard in the CBS News report, it's funny, you know, they Eric Adams says these are just the new weather patterns. Like, what, heavy rain in the summer? It's never rained before? Yeah, it was a lot of rain. Some subway stations flooded. There's a flood wall they built in lower Manhattan to keep the river out from flooding, because New York's on an island that is at sea level. So sometimes when it rains a lot, you get floods. And if you have something underground, which would be below sea level, like a subway system, that can flood. I don't know how that's climate change. That sounds to me like engineering. Because if it was on top of a mountain, then the water would run down. Versus flooding the tunnels, which are underneath the ground. But this is what the left does. They always, they whenever there's extreme weather and it, you know, we got a couple inches of rain, they scream climate change. And they do this so that they can justify their green wacko agenda, as if New York City never experienced floods, rains, hurricanes, tornadoes, snowstorms, nothing. It's all just happening now for the first time. Right now, never before. It's so silly, but I was looking at my electric bill today, and I am using 24% less gas than I was this time last year. Probably because I'm not making enough wood-fired pizza. I usually heat the oven with gas because it's just been so hot out because it's summer. And I'm using 5% less electricity, yet my electric bill has almost doubled. And I'm looking at this, and I know the reason why. It's because the idiot governor of New Jersey, who wanted to run for president, got no shot, but got the rug, got the toupee, his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable. This guy, he came out with this stupid energy master plan, which basically said New Jersey would stop producing energy. We would switch over to green energy by 2030, and we are now completely screwed because we have to bring all this energy in from out of state, and it's a fortune to do so because we stopped making energy here in New Jersey because he wanted to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast, and now you're paying for it, and we're all paying for it, and the rates are going to go up again. And I was listening to Democrat Mikey Sherrill, who's blaming all this on PJM, which is the electrical grid group that oversees the energy, because it's, you know, it's a commodity and they buy and sell and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, stop. If you're acknowledging there's a problem and you want to blame somebody, blame your party, blame the Democrat Party, blame the party for embracing green energy that doesn't work and abandoning the stuff that we know that does work and creates energy, now forcing New Jersey to go from being an exporter state to being a state that has to import energy. And that's why we're all paying higher rates for it. I put that out in X today, and I got so many comments from people. I'm in the same boat. Same boat. And you may be. I mean, and maybe you have a shore house. So maybe you're on your way to your shore house right now. Good for you if you have one. You're paying for them there, too. I mean, it's everywhere. And there's an election coming in November, and I hope that this issue makes a big difference in the election for governor, because Jack Ciattarelli has already said he is going to make creating energy in New Jersey a priority. And you know what happens if Mikey Sherrill wins, the Democrat? It's the same Democrat nonsense. More green nonsense, more solar, more wind, more of the same. And you're also in your energy bill paying for solar. You're also paying to bail out the wind. That was a failure. That was a total disaster. And you're paying for these things. So we're all absorbing the costs of their green energy nonsense. And I'm so sick and tired of every time it rains or there's a couple hot days in July, we have to get lectured about climate change again. Because they use this to advance their agenda of pushing this on us. And it's, you know, I see right through it. I'm sure you do, too, at this point. But that's what they do. Now, on the national stage, I have to tell you, you know, watching and wishing at this moment that President Trump was a Russian puppet as he sends two nuclear-powered submarines to Russia to just send a stern warning to them. Had me thinking, this is about the time right now where we kind of wish maybe he was a Russian puppet, huh? Because he doesn't like what Putin's doing. So he's not going to just sit back and do nothing because his whole philosophy is peace through strength. So he's sending a very large message to Vladimir Putin. And the message is, don't mess with us. I don't like your language. Cut the crap. All right? Cut the crap. So this is what he put out earlier today on Truth Social, and I'll share this with you. Based on the highly provocative statements of the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, who is now the deputy chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, I have ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances. Thank you for your attention to this matter. The Trump doesn't mess around. Unlike Biden, who would do nothing, Trump doesn't mess around. He makes it very clear. We're not just going to sit back here, all right? So you better cut the crap. What were the provocative statements, you might be wondering? Well, this guy, Medvedev, had taunted Trump directly in a post on X, saying each new ultimatum is a threat and a step towards war because Donald Trump wants this war with Ukraine to end. And Russia doesn't want it to end. And Donald Trump is not a Russian puppet, so he wants it to end. And Russia doesn't like that. So Trump is doing things to get Russia to end the war, and Russia doesn't like that. And since Trump is not a Russian puppet, despite years and years of the left telling us he was, they're now taunting us, and Trump doesn't play that game. So he's turning around and going, oh, okay, oh, you want to taunt me? That's fine. You can taunt me. Well, I've ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are, you know, more than that. He had threatened Russia with secondary sanctions if Moscow does not stop its ongoing war in Ukraine by August 8th. And Medvedev wrote in his post that Trump should remember two things as he issues his threats on Moscow, that Russia isn't Israel or even Iran, and that each new ultimatum is a threat and a step towards war, not between Russia and Ukraine, but with his own country. Don't go down the Sleepy Joe road, Medvedev mocked. The former Russian president often makes aggressive remarks on social media and is less diplomatic toward the U.S. and Putin in his public comments. He served as president from 2008 to 2012 and was widely seen as a puppet of Putin, who at the time was only allowed to serve two terms in a row. While the Russian president has held off on commenting on Trump's upcoming sanctions, Medvedev has taken to X numerous times directly to condemn the threat. Now, if you remember back in 2012 when Barack Obama said to him, just let me get reelected and then, you know, tell Vlad, like, we'll, you know, we'll make. And then what happened? Russia invades Crimea. I know Johnny Cook doesn't like to hear that, but that's, I mean, you know, Russia seized Crimea, retook Crimea, however you want to phrase it. Doesn't, I mean, Russia took action in the region. And then Trump becomes president. Russia does nothing. And then Trump leaves. Biden becomes president. And then they invade Ukraine. So now they're getting a staunch reminder that this is not a Democrat president. All right. We're not just going to let you do whatever the hell you want. It's not how we operate here. And you would think that would be like a big story, right? You would think that that would be a huge story. But in order to do that, the corporate legacy media would have to do two things. Number one, acknowledge how wrong it has been all these years suggesting that Donald Trump was a puppet of Putin. Number two, it would have to acknowledge that the United States is interested in strengthening the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, otherwise known as NATO, by making it very clear to Russia, we're a member of this group, we're making them pay more, but we're still a member of this group. You just can't mess around like this. That would be a big deal. Media is not going to do that. It doesn't want to do that. It doesn't want to acknowledge that. It does not want to acknowledge that Donald Trump is anything but really just a puppet of Vladimir Putin. So that's not going to be the lead story. Instead, they want to focus on jobs. Well, the president is blaming Biden's numbers guy and saying that he's lying. And the president is also saying that Jerome Powell needs to lower interest rates. And that it, when interest rates come down, we are going to see more hiring. I think that makes perfect sense. I know there's a lot of uncertainty around the tariffs. I get that. But I don't think it's all that. I think the fact that interest rates remain very high is playing a very big part in all this, obviously. And I also think that it's very obvious that companies are waiting to see when they can start borrowing money again at low rates. And I think if the Fed had cut, interest rates by now, you would have seen more jobs because companies would have been able to take out more capital, would have been interested in maybe reinvesting some of their debt, maybe expanding. But instead, we're just being told it's because of tariffs, but we're not being told exactly why it's because of tariffs, just uncertainty around tariffs. So what about uncertainty around interest rates, too? Isn't it possible that maybe both things could be true at the same time? Maybe it could be a lot of factors at the same time. But either way, if the Fed does not lower interest rates in September, Powell is toast, because you already had several of the board of governors of the Federal Reserve object to his keeping rates exactly where they are right now. And while she's not happy today, but it will probably be in a better mood on Monday, and the stock market is still doing really, really well. So I'm not really going to light my hair on fire over the fact that the jobs numbers are not as big as expected. I don't think it's the end of the world. And I really, I obviously know what the media is doing. I heard the CBS News report. It's why I like to listen to it. I like to hear what they have to say about this. And they love that. You know, it helps them to be able to just hammer Trump and blame him. Like, well, you know, I mean, obviously these interest, you know, obviously these tariffs are the cause of it. They can't prove that, but they can just say it. And then everybody will go along with that. And they won't even touch the idea that it could possibly be interest rates, that maybe companies are waiting and maybe companies are looking towards the future. Maybe they're thinking growth and maybe Q3, Q4. But it also buries the lead that we just sent two nuclear submarines to Russia in response to Medvedev's comments taunting the United States, basically threatening us with war. Which, of course, then would also go along with the other big story of the week around Russia, which is that Hillary Clinton and George Soros work together on the entire Russia collusion narrative, along with the FBI, along with the CIA, along with Barack Obama, James Comey, James Clapper, and John Brennan. See, these things, you know, they say, like, a butterfly flaps its wings in Japan and it causes a like a mall to close in Cleveland or something. Something like that. One of those things. Some events you think they're not related, but they are related, actually. A fly gets swatted and some guy loses his job in Akron or some. I don't know. It's like a whole thing on that. I forget exactly. But the point is, there's a big story around Russia the whole week, the whole friggin' week, right? Capping with on a Friday, the president sending two nuclear submarines to the region with a very harshly worded Truth Social post to Russia saying, don't play these games with me, all right? I'm the guy, you didn't invade when I was president, you know better, so cut the crap. And NATO's stronger than ever, and NATO's actually paying up. And Ukraine is going to get whatever it needs, so this war needs to come to an end. We're not going to play this game where we just keep funding Ukraine forever and ever and ever, and then also, so Europe can keep putting money in your pocket by buying your energy, we just signed a big deal with them, and now they're going to be buying our energy. So knock it off. See, the butterfly flaps its wings, and there were three very big Russia-related stories. One being the trade deal the president reached with the EU, which then means that Europe now can buy and will buy energy from the United States of America and not from Putin. Number two, Russiagate was an entirely government manufactured hoax, along with the Clinton campaign and Soros' Open Secrets Foundation. And three, that the president just sent two nuclear-powered submarines to the region. Kind of a big week in Russia news, huh? But we can eclipse that by a less-than-stellar jobs report. We only added 73,000 jobs, well below what economists had predicted. We only added 73,000 jobs. I mean, think about that for a second. We only added 73,000 jobs. It's not like we're negative. It's really in the room. But it's okay. It's A, not a big deal. But from the corporate legacy media's point of view, it gives them the ability to not have to mention any of those other stories. Because to do so would have to acknowledge so many things that they got wrong, but chiefly among them that they helped fuel the narrative, the lie, that Donald Trump was Putin's B. And he's clearly not. Because the trade deal with Europe screws him, because Europe doesn't have to buy his energy while also giving money to Ukraine. Strengthening NATO screws Vladimir Putin, and providing Ukraine with weapons, even though we're not paying for them this time around, also hurts Vladimir Putin. And the fact that now we have people in charge like John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard, and we have people in charge who are actually not going to sit in the corner and cower and just go like, what are those burn bags over there? They're actually going to look at them. They're actually going to look at the information and find out, oh my God, you mean the FBI push this whole thing, even after the CIA said it was just nothing more than a manufactured campaign hoax by the Clintons? Yeah. And now we're going to hold people accountable for it. And we're going to get the truth out there about that. That Hillary Clinton, George Soros, James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan, these people were behind this entire narrative that cost the taxpayers, what, $100 million? Tried to topple a presidency? Tried to completely neuter a presidency? Made Americans believe that maybe possibly their president was a puppet of Vladimir Putin. And then, of course, the Hunter Biden laptop in 2020, which the FBI had in its possession, and Christopher Wray, that slimeball, knew it wasn't Russian disinformation, but they peddled it again. Oh, Russia's up to it again, trying to help Donald Trump win again, because they really want Trump in there. And so they put out this Russian disinformation story about the Hunter Biden laptop. What we've learned this week is that the Russians, Putin, clearly wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Otherwise, he would have let everybody know she was on elephant tranquilizers, heavily medicated, and a psycho. Now, we knew the psycho part ourselves. Like, that part we kind of knew. But they had all this stuff that she was heavily medicated with tranquilizers. Like, they had a tranquilizer all the time. Like, the time that van showed up, remember, and she was getting into the van, and the Secret Service guys were turning around to block her so that nobody could see her getting into the van. Like, you're loading and your great grandma in a wheelchair after a long day of bowling, you know, like that. They clearly did not want Donald Trump to win, but then they did it again in 2020 because they kept the Russian narrative going. So then in October of 2020, they were able to turn around and go, oh, look, Russia's at it again. Because the people in government never, ever quashed the Russian narrative. In fact, not only did they not quash it, they kept it going. They kept the fuel burning. And then they went to social media companies and said, now you better be careful because at some point, at any point, could be now, could be tomorrow, could be today, could be 5 minutes from now, could have already happened, Russia is going to do something again. And when that happens, you'll know it, but just know it's Russia. New York Post story comes out with a laptop. Social media goes on complete lockdown along with the corporate media to say this is Russian disinformation and we're not going to report about it. So that's where we are right now. After a very, very long week of revelations around Russiagate, the president giving Russia another deadline, a much sooner deadline, to end this war as he pursues peace and tries to end what has been a years-long conflict. But the media doesn't want to cover that. The media doesn't want to say Donald Trump wants war to end. He was supposed to be the madman who not only was going to be Vladimir Putin's bee, but was also going to be the guy that started World War III. Just a tyrant who was going to just, you know, but let tyrants run wild at the same time. Remember, Hillary Clinton made it clear he would let Putin do whatever he wanted. He would end NATO. He would shut it down, let Putin run wild, run rampant because he likes dictators and he wants to be one himself. So these dictators can do whatever they got free reign. They're free reign dictators now, like free range beef, but not as tasty. Although I really can't honestly tell the difference. I really can't. You know what I mean? Like when they're like free range beef, I'm like, I would truly love to see a blind taste test. Two steaks, one free range, one not, and just really see if you can tell the difference. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. I know I'm getting off on a tangent here. Just tend to think these things might be marketing. You know, and then it's like, how much free range? Like an hour? All the time? Are they just always running in the fields? How'd you catch them? Were they like, can they go anywhere? Do they have literally free range? Go wherever they want? Can a butterfly flap its wings and a cow can free range it all the way to Boise, Idaho? I don't know. These are the questions that I wrestle with every day. But I do know this. It's been a week of understanding how our government perpetrated the biggest political conspiracy of our lifetimes. And Donald Trump, not only is he not Putin's puppet, he's standing up to Putin in a way the United States of America has not done since the first time he was president. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is cackling like an idiot on a soon-to-be-canceled late show. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Strap in. We got a lot to talk about. Corey DeAngelis is going to join us. We'll talk about the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten. I'm excited to chat with him. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. I was texting with him this morning. Reagan was grinding her teeth, and I was wondering if they make little night guards for five-year-olds, but he said they don't. But he wrote me right back because that's the kind of guy he is. He's all about care and compassion. So go see him today for your perfect smile. Dr. Mike Veneria. We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's Friday. We made it. But we didn't make it through the week without getting a really annoying Randy Weingarten clip. Yes. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Corey DeAngelis is the evangelist of school choice, senior fellow at the American Culture Project, author of the book The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. And he is on X at DeAngelis Corey. And he joins me now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. Corey, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me, Rich.
You bet. I want to get your comments to the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, screaming about the end of NPR, how this is somehow now the end of democracy, possibly even life as we know it. Take a listen.
If we don't have NPR, if we, just like we have lost so many local newspapers,
yes.
How do people have enough factual basis so that they know what's going on in the world? And if you're trying to censor curriculum in K-12, if you're trying to ban books, if you're trying to undermine all of that, how do we help our kids know how to think, not what to think? And exactly. Then at the same time, as you're actually retracting on knowledge and retracting on information, what you're doing is creating this bigger and bigger enforcement that is essentially a police state.
Exactly.
That's the backsliding of democracy.
So Corey DeAngelis, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, says that by getting rid of national public radio, we've now entered a police state because it's going to be harder to indoctrinate our children, Corey.
It's just insane. This is why I dedicated my book, The Parent Revolution, to Randy Weingarten, because she's just so unhinged. Every time she opens her mouth, it should be counted as an in-kind contribution to the school choice movement and to the homeschool movement as well, because she just can't stop. She's been so drunk on power for so long. I mean, none of this makes any sense. If it's true that NPR is necessary for a well-functioning democracy as we know it, well, then people would fund it themselves privately. You wouldn't need taxpayers to pay for NPR. The thing is, it's a left-wing liberal rag. Randy Weingarten knows it. And so everything she doesn't like is either racist, a threat to democracy, or some other unhinged histrionics.
Corey, there are plenty of upper middle class white liberal women who would driving Subarus who would happily fund NPR if they had to.
Okay? There you go.
Right. So and as they drop their kids off to soccer, they can make a quick donation and get a tote bag, you know, a reusable tote bag to bring into the store. You have a piece in The New York Post about Randy Weingarten. Randy Weingarten's globalist gambit threatens our kids' future freedoms. Her globalist gambit. I mean, it's not enough that she tries to run our country and every school in America. Now she's trying to do it on the world stage, too.
Yeah, I mean, the conspiracy theorists are just like, man, this is too on the nose. You can't make this stuff up, right? She basically said at her annual convention in Washington, D.C. last week that they're partnering with the World Economic Forum to create a curriculum to force on kids all across America. If you thought that a nationalized curriculum was a bad idea because of centralized power, she basically said – hold my beer to Common Core. They're inviting the globalists to control the minds of American kids. It's a big red flag. And she also announced during that same speech that she's partnering with Microsoft, Bill Gates, and OpenAI to get her fingers into the artificial intelligence. So now we don't just have to worry about the union members indoctrinating our kids in the schools. We also have to worry about her controlling the machines, the technology, the artificial intelligence can be programmed in a way to indoctrinate our kids with left-wing globalist ideology too. I mean, she's a big government socialist. She wants kids to go through the school system to vote for people like Ma'am Donnie. Why do you think this happened in New York City? It's because kids are going through this system, learning that big government's the solution to all their problems. It's a big issue. This is why we need school choice, so families can say, the heck with this. Let's send our kids to schools that are actually aligned with our values.
Corey DeAngelis, it's funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's scary. It's tragic. But as Randy Weingarten is looking to the Bond villains at the World Economic Forum, the WEF, and you know all these people at Davos who come in on their jets and their yachts and whine about climate change, and you know they want centralized everything. You know, they want centralized pandemic controls, which of course she's a big fan of since she wrote the school reopening guidance for the CDC. And then. Yep. There's us on our side. We want the control to be at the most local level possible. This is another example of how the left and the right now could not be more divergent. Right? We're trying to make it so that local school boards can have more control and that parents can have more choice about where they send their kids. And on the left, they're trying to now have the world decide what kids learn.
It's insane. And I think it's even worse than it's just than the left. It's the teachers unions who control the Democrats in office. Yes. So I think a lot of Democrat voters, they support concepts like school choice. If you look in Florida, you got Republicans, Democrats alike using their school choice programs. A lot of Democrat families are enroll their kids in charter schools. It's just that Randy Weingarten funnels 99% of her campaign contributions from the American Federation of Teachers to Democrats every single election cycle. It's a money laundering operation. It ought to be illegal. And so Randy Weingarten is just looking out for herself. She makes over $600,000 a year to fight to trap other people's kids in her failure factories that she calls public schools. She's protecting her monopoly. She's protecting her bottom line. And you know what? Teachers should be pissed off about this too, because the money doesn't go into the classroom. We're spending more money than we ever have before. The teachers aren't seeing it. People like Randy Weingarten are, the superintendents are, and it's all going towards administrative bloat. It's not going to the people who are actually teaching the kids. And there are a lot of good conservative teachers in the public school system. Randy Weingarten's making the whole profession look like a bunch of lunatics. I mean, another part that I shared on X this week was that Randy Weingarten admitted on a podcast that she was basically forced out of the Democratic Party. She had a position at the DNC for 23 years, yeah. And she basically had to leave because no one was listening to her. She said she was so far left, she even lost the Democrats, yet we want this person to control our school system with our kids? No, thank you.
Corey DeAngelis, can you imagine being too far left for the current Democrat Party in the United States of America, right? I mean, that's like saying, like, I mean, there's not even an analogy I can make for it, because this is a party right now that has nominated, to the point you made earlier, Zoran Mandami to be the mayor of New York City. And he's probably going to win. I think he's going to win. And this guy's a Marxist. But that's been the central idea of Marxism, which is that you have a thorough public education to indoctrinate the kids in how wonderful the state is. I mean, he literally wrote about that in the Communist Manifesto.
The eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto. Yes. That's right.
People don't realize that, but that's why they need to read your book, because your book is excellent, and I can't recommend it highly enough. Is The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. Corey DeAngelis is with us right now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's always great to have him on X at DeAngelis Corey. Well, you know, you also pointed out something, too. There is this notion right now of and I think we see it in places like Florida, where you posted about a guy who is looking now, school board chair Sarah Rockwell, to resign because she cheered for the death of MAGA. She said, good, one less MAGA in the world, in response to Hulk Hogan's death. And she chairs the school board in a place in Florida.
It's absolutely insane. It's bonkers. And that school board just really stepped in it. You thought it was bad when she basically celebrated the death of Hulk Hogan because he was a Republican. She's refusing to step down. That man, that father, was courageous enough to go speak his voice in a peaceful way at that school board meeting. And then one of the board members basically told the deputy to escort him out. They infringed on his First Amendment rights. That is a public space. The school board is a local government entity. They are going to be in big trouble in federal court. And guess what? Just right before we got on and talked about this, the commissioner of education in Florida put out a press release, or actually sent a letter to Sarah Rockwell, the person who should resign. And he basically condemned her actions, called her out, and called out the board for violating that man's First Amendment rights to free speech. So this is going to be a bigger story. It's blowing up right now. The father just created an X account maybe 15 hours ago, and he already has about 1,000 followers. So people are rallying behind him because parental rights should be supreme. Parents are the first and primary decision makers and the best ones for their own kids. They know their children better than anybody else, certainly more than bureaucrats sitting in offices hundreds of miles away. And so if you're in this school district, if you're a Republican, how can you ever feel safe sending your kid to that school when you have the board chair, the number one person in control of that school district, celebrating the death of a Republican?
So the father stands up at a school board meeting, and we have the audio. We're going to play it in just a second. But he stands up at a school board meeting, and he asks for her to resign. And what, she calls the cops on the guy?
Yeah. And so one of the other board members, not Sarah, but you can hear the other board member saying to the deputy, we're going to have you escorted out now. The deputy goes up to the father, and the father says, wait, isn't this a public space? And as he's getting escorted out, the board member basically gets everyone whipped up into a frenzy. The masked people in the audience, you can tell who are the Democrats, are cheering on for him to get kicked out of the meeting. The attorney for the school board interjects and says, you know what, we probably shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be doing this. And the school board member starts to try to backpedal, saying, you know what, the attorney's telling us we shouldn't do this, but it was already too late. The damage was done. And so I think they're going to find themselves in court. I think this father has a very strong case. And as the commissioner said in his letter, his First Amendment rights were violated. The damage was already done. He was already being escorted out, and there was no reversing course at that point.
All right, let's take a listen to the audio of what happened here with this father. Go ahead.
Rockwell, you cheered for the death of MAGA. You don't have to be a member of MAGA. I'm not a member of MAGA. I have loved ones and friends that are.
Please don't interrupt him.
Yeah, don't. And you cheered for that. You didn't apologize. That's such backstepping. You're a PhD. Aren't you a highly educated woman that knows the exact meaning behind her words? Aren't you? You know what you said, and you should step down. You're a disgusting, vile human being.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything he said there is protected speech. Everything that father said there is protected by the First Amendment. It's a public school board meeting. He has absolutely a right to say those things. And by the way, the left has said way worse about the president of the United States than that guy said about the school board chair. But this is what the left does. I mean, we all remember the letter they sent out, Merrick Garland, you know, scaring parents into trying to intimidate them into being quiet, not speaking out during COVID, not speaking out when they're learning the curriculum from what their kids are bringing home from during COVID. They were threatening us, and they're still doing it, Corey. I mean, by escorting this father out with the sheriff's deputies, they're sending a clear message to parents. Yeah. If you get out of line, we can have you arrested. We can have you removed. Shut up and be quiet and don't tell us what to do. We're in charge.
That's exactly right. And the problem is with this school board chair, she was elected. So it's not like who does she answer to? She doesn't answer to the superintendent. It's the other way around. So you can't, you know, t- tell the superintendent that she's causing problems. You can't tell the other board members because they are a majority Democrat board and they're siding with her. And it's just, so it's just insane. This meeting delves into chaos. You have one of the ladies is handed a mic in the audience. I don't know why she got a mic in the first place, but she's screaming for him to get out, to get out. She calls him a white supremacist. Mind you, he said nothing racist during that meeting. I have found no evidence online of him being a racist person. It's just that he was a white guy, and it seems like that's what she used.
Yeah, it's the playbook.
It's the playbook, right? Everything I don't like must be racist or white supremacist, but it's just that guy is a courageous man for standing up and protecting children in his school district. But look, I'm happy the Florida Commissioner of Education stepping in. He said in his letter that you guys have broken state law, and he called on the State Board of Education to withhold every board member's salary in that school district. So we'll see where this goes. It's really heating up, and it shouldn't really come to this. The school board should listen to parents, right? And they should respect parents, but they don't because they're so drunk on power. It's been this way for a long time. And yeah, they're following the Biden playbook of labeling parents as evil people. They called them domestic terrorists. Now they're basically calling them racists to try to chill speech, to try to silence speech. And you're right. They're sending a message that if you don't listen to us, if you don't submit, we're going to sick the deputies on you. And so that's I'm very interested to see where this goes. But I think this father is on the right side of history, and he's going to win this war that school board started.
Yeah, well, you certainly, you picked the wrong state to mess with a guy like that, Florida.
Exactly.
And, has Governor DeSantis said anything yet on it?
I haven't seen anything from Governor DeSantis, but I have talked to the father myself, and he is, he's pressing forward. He created an X account last night, and I hear that other offices higher up in the Florida government, I can't release information yet, but that they're working on it as well. So more to come. But
I'd be shocked if we didn't hear from him. Yeah, I know. Listen, before I let you run, I need to congratulate you, Corey DeAngelis, not only for breaking this story and bringing it to national attention, as you always do, and fighting for school choice, but congratulations on being named a hate monger by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm hoping I get named to that. You're on there with such distinguished people like PragerU. I was just at PragerU doing book club, and we did Animal Farm. It should be out soon. So it's a tremendous honor. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, my name was listed right by Tim Poole and Jordan Peterson and James Lindsay and a couple others. And yeah, I'll wear it as a badge of honor. I need to go update my resume and add that to the very top. I was kind of concerned at some point, why wasn't I on this list already? But yeah, they listed me as a quote unquote far right commentator on their hate watch, being labeled as on the hate watch of a hate group like SPLC is actually means you're the good guy. So I have all the right enemies. I'll take it.
Well said, my friend. Well said. Corey DeAngelis, keep up the great fight, my friend. Thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Rich. Good talking to you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yes, always judge a person by the character of the company they keep or by their villains, by their enemies. And if the Southern Poverty Law Center is your enemy, you're doing something right. It's a list I hope to make someday. Just like how if you get lampooned like Charlie Kirk is at Cartman on South Park, there is going to be Charlie Kirk. And that's a huge cultural phenomenon right there. You know what I mean? So these are little things to know that you're winning. Like if the Daily Show mentions you, if the Daily Show goes after you, things like that are, you're over the target, as they say. So hopefully my name will be on that list at some point very, very soon as well. The wonderful people over at Bob's Little Sports Shop have a great event coming up. I'm really excited for this. And if you are a lady, we should talk because they have got a great event coming up for the ladies in August. It's a ladies shooting event. And, the thing about Bob's Little Sports Shop is that for 60 years, they have been in business in New Jersey, which is, first of all, not easy to do. And they have been providing customers with the absolute best selection of firearms, but also training and classes. And on August 10th, they're having a ladies shooting event, women's shooting event, August 10th, 1 p.m. Bob's also offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting, and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events. No previous experience is necessary. And that's why you can host your next event, bachelor party, bachelorette party, private party, at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro. It'll be a great time. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. But Bob's can host private and closed events for up to 30 people, and you'll have a great time. Just go on their website and check them out for all the details, bobslittlesportshop.com. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro. Great people. And mark your calendar now for the women's shooting event, August 10th, 1 p.m. at Bob's Little Sports Shop. And think about a great event there because you'll have a blast. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, Kamala's cackles, we're back. American Eagle has responded to Sydney Sweeney and the backlash from the left. And, excuse me, a great friend of the show, an upstanding member of the Zioli Army, a very creative member of the Zioli Army, Newman Price, who often does great parody work for us and creates things. And well, it's his son's birthday. It's his youngest child's birthday today, Nathan. Nathan is 8 and listening to the show right now. While Nathan is one of the youngest members of the Zioli Army, we wish him a very happy birthday. 8 is a great age, buddy. Hang on to it. It's fun. Enjoy every moment. You got a great dad. He's raising you right. If you're listening to this show, that's for sure. So enjoy the day, Nathan, and hope you get a great birthday present and all your birthday wishes come true, all right? On behalf of all of us, happy birthday to Nathan, 8 years old. Look at that. So, let's see. American Eagle has responded to Sydney Sweeney. I will get to that in just a moment, but I wanted to share this with you. This is the cackler. She was back on with Stephen Colbert last night. Full-on cackle outburst while trying and failing to explain what her book is actually about. I don't think she's read it. And I can't imagine her narrating it. Sometimes they have the author narrate the book, but I can't imagine she could be sober for that long. And the amount of word salads that would get tossed, the amount of editing it would take for her to narrate a book that she didn't write, that has her name on it, that she certainly can't read. I mean, that would be an endeavor that would last for days, hours. Absolutely. I'll play for you at 4 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. We'll start the show. We'll start the hour with it, and we'll have a lot of fun with it as well. We got a lot to come, including Biden saying these are very dark, dark days. Don't go away.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.